IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. And once again, we're here again. We have the opportunity to be at your service. I am Beta, and I am the host of today's episode of the program Viewpoint. And today with me, there are two dear guest speakers, Brother Ali and Sheikh Rouhani. Welcome back to studio.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Thank you for...
Thank you very much for inviting us.
Given me the pleasure to be here with me. So, as you know, there are so many role models that we can take lessons from throughout the history. And one of these big personality is Sardar Soleimani or Hoca Qasim Soleimani, which we're going to talk about in this episode. And before going throughout his biography and martyrdom and so many other details, I'm going to actually narrate a beautiful statement from Hoca Qasim Soleimani, which is really touching, in my opinion. And actually, in his speech, he stated the uprising of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him and his family, and the reason for the martyrdom of this innocent Imam, which I'm going to narrate it. Who is this Hussein that the whole world is crazy about him? Sacrifice is important, but more important than the sacrifice is what a person is sacrificed for. And the greatness of what he sacrificed for is more important than the sacrifice itself. And what all of the infallibles and imams and Prophet Muhammad and all of the people throughout the history was martyred for was nothing more important than Islam itself. So with this introduction, we're going to go through our topic. Sheikh Rouhani, as you know, there was a kind of pure, there was actually a pure manifestation of his prayings and every, I think, according to spirituality of this personality. So how can we reach to this extent of purification in a spirituality like Sardar Soleimani?
Of course, if someone is spiritually, we can say, perfect, he feels that he must fulfill his responsibility regarding his iman or faith or religion. When, for example, your religion, your faith is under the attack, or some, for example, groups or terrorist groups attack your country, your nation, your belief, your religion, in that case, you start to defend yourself. So that's why in the war between ISIS and terrorist groups, and also the other, let's say, military kind of terrorist groups in Syria and Iraq who attacked these areas and who invaded some part of these Islamic lands and Shiite lands, we can say. So in this case, this kind of... warriors, or let's say heroes, they were ready to sacrifice themselves for the sake of their own religious beliefs, religious values, and their faith. So that's why it shows that, of course, in terms of spirituality, they were in the high level, because only these kind of people can are ready to sacrifice, are ready to defend, are ready to contribute to the establishment of, for example, peace and stability in his nation and his people.
Yeah.
So that's why, based on this international law that we have in the whole world, that you have the right to defend yourself when you're attacked. It is accepted by the whole world. You know, even if, for example, United States or China or India or Russia, whatever countries, European countries, if they are attacked, if they are invaded by some forces, terrorist forces, they have the right to defend themselves.
So, you know? Sheikh Rouhani, how is it connected to his spirituality?
Yeah. So when you have the right to defend yourself, of course, here the defense of a martyr is different from the defense that the others may defend their own nation. For example, nowadays maybe all the nations... all the countries may honor they are, for example, martyrs. But the point is that, as was rightly mentioned by our guest, that since a true mu'min, a true Muslim, believe in the eternal life after death, in the hereafter life, and in closeness to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is why this person who sacrifices himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he achieves the higher level of perfection, the higher level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
So that's why even if no one honored them in this world, they are again ready to sacrifice themselves. You know, they are not sacrificing for example, being admired, being appreciated by the people,
right,
or by the government, or by the, let's say, military, for example, forces. No, they just fulfill their own responsibilities. They just do their, let's say, duties in their life. So that's why these kind of people are unique, or let's say, special kind of people, that they are always ready to do whatever they have as a responsibility without caring about this, that what nation is that. You know, for example, nowadays, if, for example, a soldier or a commander of force, for example, goes somewhere for fighting, he just only fight for his own nation, his own land, you know, his own country.
Yeah, exactly.
You rarely find the heroes who fight for the other nations, for the other countries. That's why I think Soleimani is different from these kind of heroes, because he already fought against Daesh for Lebanese, for Syrians, for Iraqis, for Iranian, while he was Iranian. But the point is that he defended the other nations as well. But now, for example, we might have some heroes nowadays in the modern world. They might be admired by their own nations. But the point is that they only fought for themselves. Because
this is
what we should focus on, I think, in the personalities of these sort of figures.
Thank you, Sheikh Rouhani, for your elaboration. And you mentioned some really important points about this modern world, that the belief we have for heroes. Heroes should fight for their own rights and their own countries. But Haj Qasim was beyond all these explanations that we have for a hero in modern world. And another thing is that most of the people believe that when you have some religious beliefs, it means that you have prejudice, or you have, you know, they think it might be an obstacle for you in order to use your intelligence and your science your knowledge. But I think Haj Qasim proved them wrong by being actually diplomatically and strategically intelligent. So what do you think about this aspect of his life, Brother Ali?
Look, he at the same time that was a general, a colonel, strategic colonel or general, I can say, at the same time he was also a diplomatic person. For his complicated, let's say, techniques that he has used in the field, in battlefield against the enemies, he never passed any courses in any universities, in army, in universities related to army and army teachings. But he was doing the job even better than the ones that had expertise and passed lots of years in such courses and majors. So he knew the battlefield due to the piety that he had, because we have even in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله اتقوا الله يحببكم الله. That is, if keep the piety, if you prevent doing some actions due to sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will open the gates of knowledge, the gates of learnings to you, and then gives you a sort of tool that you can distinguish between haqq and batil, between right and wrong.
Yeah.
We can actually refer to the example that the example that we could see in the dawn of Islam with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Prophet was Prophet Ummi, that is, he was not a literate person. But in actuality, due to the taqwa that he had, he knew the deepest levels of every branch of knowledge. So it is due to taqwa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed him as the messenger of him on the scene of the earth. So we want to say that due to the piety that he had, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the knowledge how to get along with this mission, that it was on his shoulder. The same way in his diplomatic sin, while he didn't pass any course in politics, in any university or political sciences, in any, let's say, in any official school or university, but he knew politics well in the best way possible. We have seen that for some cases, he was representing Islamic Republic in some of the negotiations in the international arena. So it is due to the same reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him this power to negotiate it well in the scene that it was needed for.
Exactly.
So we see at the same time that he was a colonel or general in the battlefield, he knew the battlefield well. At the same time, he was also a diplomat, that regardless of those considerations and conservativeness that some diplomats have, he was a revolutionary diplomat. That is, he considered the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of his affairs and all of his decisions that he was going to make. We saw, as I said earlier, not only in the issue of Syria and the issue of Iraq, in other cases we have understood that he was representing the diplomacy of Islamic Republic. And he was actually joining some meetings to solve the issue while our diplomats were unable to handle.
Exactly.
So it means that we need to believe in this Quranic promise or evidence that says, if you keep piety, if you keep taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the gates of knowledge to you and he will guide you in the way that he likes.
Thank you, Brother Ali, and thank you, Sheikh Rouhani, for being with me in this episode to wrap all the things up. For sure, there is a lot to say about the personality of this great leadership of our time. And, I think 24 minutes is not enough to talk in detail about every feature of this great personality. But don't forget that everything we say here and everything is discussed here is only a trigger for you to go for and search for and learn more in order to get closer to the personality of these role models in both personal and social aspects of their lives. And we mentioned so many actually characteristics of this big personality, and I wish it was useful for you and you enjoyed this episode of Viewpoint. And thank you for listening to us, and it was all the time we have for today's episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You came to us with a heart so full of love, and you showed that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, except يقولها لنا يوم القيامة أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها أنا